Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, Growing from Independence to Empowerment, Annual Report 2017. Cover photo. Photograph of butterfly on a flower. Allison Fortney is a photographer from Milwaukee who is visually impaired. Greetings. Anniversaries offer us opportunities for reflection. Last summer, as the Council celebrated our 65th anniversary, we took time to honor our history by developing an archive. Looking forward, we recognized a need to change our mission statement from independence to empowerment. Our first 65 years was devoted to promoting the dignity and independence of people who are blind and visually impaired. Our predecessors laid a path for forward-thinking legislation, a vision services model, and education to enhance independence. To honor and preserve this history, board and staff together have embarked on an archive project. While still in its early stages, the project brings together council historians and volunteers eager to learn about the council. Moving forward, we recognize that the blindness and visually impaired community continues to grow in its diversity and expectations. Elders are experiencing vision changes and sight loss in large numbers. Many working-age adults seek fulfilling employment, accessible transportation, and want to be fully integrated into their communities. Many young adults see vision impairment as one of the aspects of self, along with gender, race, and orientation. A board member urged us to consider a more inclusive mission statement. We, as a staff and board, concluded the word empowerment captured this changing landscape, with the mission to promote the dignity and empowerment of the people of Wisconsin who are blind and visually impaired. It encourages us to hold the bar of excellence high for living our mission and building on the incredible work that has laid this foundation on which we now stand. Join us on our exciting journey of the next 65 years as we continue to grow the Council's reach and influence. Sincerely, Denise Jess and Chris Richmond. 2017 Board Executive Committee. Denise Jess, CEO and Executive Director from Madison. Chris Richmond is Board Chair from Janesville. Annika Conrad is the first Vice President from Madison. Steve Johnson is the second Vice President from La Crosse. Rhonda Stotz is Secretary from La Crosse. Kathleen Brockman is Treasurer from Milwaukee. Members at Large: Nuruddin Amusa from Milwaukee, Chelsea Dahlin from Edgerton, John Falks from Fond du Lac, Nona Graves from West Allis, Karen Heeson from Janesville, Troy Hergert from Milwaukee, Sharon Knopf from Madison, Bruce Parkinson from Two Rivers, Tom Peralta from Richland Center, Michael Soloway from Holman, Dan Sipple from Eau Claire, and Kelsey Turadani from Madison. Impact. 422 white canes were distributed at no cost to individuals throughout the state. 110 people participated in low vision evaluations to optimize existing vision. 1,843 customers shopped at the Sharper Vision store and were treated with uncompromising respect. 83 people were empowered with assistive technology. Gifts from 1,130 donors were used with integrity. In-home rehabilitation visits helped 447 people live safely with dignity. Inclusive educational programs reached 4,837 people. 1,056 volunteer hours were donated for advocacy, outreach, special events, and board community work. Vision Services. Sharper Vision Store. At an open house held on July 13th, we introduced the new retail floor plan with hands-on stations replicating the home and office environments where many of the store's products will be used. We shared the day with many longtime friends and were pleased to welcome new friends. Photo of Denise Jess and Brent Prezentka cutting the ribbon at the Sharper Vision Store open house. Low Vision Evaluations. In 2017, the Council continued to grow working relationships with Madison eye care professionals. Referrals from local clinics helped promote the Council's empowering services. Photo of Jim Denham helping a student explore an HIMS Braille Sense Polaris. Assistive technology. In 2017, we added an assistive technology specialist to the Vision Services team. Jim Denham helps clients find technology that is right for them, from computer software to iPhones. As products and applications continue to expand, having a specialist available to introduce new products to clients is invaluable. Education. Council webinars. WCBVI webinars give people a chance to learn skills from home. In the Providing Health and Social Services webinar, panelists shared personal experiences from interacting with healthcare professionals and suggested ways staff could better serve patients experiencing vision loss. The November webinar gave registrants a tour of the new learning environments in the Sharper Vision Store. It also featured several magnification options and the new Orcom glasses. About 110 people participated in the 2017 webinars. For upcoming webinars online at wcblind.org or view past webinars on the WCBVI YouTube channel. Low Vision Fair. At the 2017 Low Vision Fair in La Crosse, participants visited vendors and learned about adaptive techniques and equipment. In the community, low vision support groups, senior centers, Lions clubs, and students learned about Council services via presentations throughout the state. Council staff present to diverse audiences throughout the year. Education requests can be directed to Jean Kalscher at jkalscheur@wcblind.org. Advocacy. Photo of Council staff members and supporters at the White Cane Safety Day proclamation signing at the State Assembly. White Cane Safety Day proclamation. Being at the Capitol initiated relationships with legislators and encouraged Senator LaTanya Johnson, a Democrat of Milwaukee, and Representative David Steffen, a Republican of Howard, to introduce legislation making October 15th White Cane Safety Day. The resolution passed in both the Senate and the Assembly, with Council staff and supporters in attendance. The Council continued to advocate for the following legislative priorities: transportation, employment, education, civil rights, ADA, and health care. Advocacy is done in two ways: by building relationships with legislators and by educating the public to take action. Learn more under What We Do on wcblind.org. Scholarships Promoting Continuing Education. Promoting Continuing Education, 9 post-secondary Wisconsin residents received $2,000 scholarships each for outstanding academic achievements and community involvement. The students, who are blind or visually impaired, are from all over the state and range from college freshmen to graduate, PhD, and law school students. 2017 scholarship recipients were Kimberly Guerrero, John Harrison, Annika Conrad, Hunter Lemonrond, Caitlin Seacart, Samuel Sosa, Lakota Tuft, Sean Whalen, and Mia Zutter. Scholarship recipients are shown along with Council board members and staff. Legacy Circle. Growing our Legacy Circle. Remember the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired with a gift in your will. An abundance of loyal donors and dedicated individuals, along with the wise stewardship of the many gifts we receive, made the first 65 years of the Council possible. Estate or legacy gifts to the Council have provided the ongoing funding necessary to offer the tools and education to empower those with vision loss. Legacy gifts provide both immediate and long-term benefits. A gift from your estate promises future generations that the Council services, education, and advocacy will be there for them. Join the Legacy Circle by including the council in your will or by designating the council as a beneficiary on your life insurance policy, IRA, annuity, or other retirement plans. You can create a legacy gift for the council while still providing for your heirs. Legacy Circle members: Helen Bewick, Kathleen Brockman, Ray Cubberly, Anonymous, Loretta Himmelsbach, Anonymous, Steve Johnson, Margie Kershel, Esther Lovelace, Anonymous, Stan Nelson, Arnold and Alice Tucker, Scott and Beverly Verhaeg, Chris and Teresa Zinchenko. Remember the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired with a gift in your will. Donors. Thank you to the following organizations and individuals who generously supported the Council's work in 2017. Your financial gifts have changed lives throughout Wisconsin. For a complete list of our donor names, please visit wcblind.org. We gratefully received bequests from Helen Bewick, Marcella Culp, Marion and Albert Depler, Emil Hunkel, Claremont Jackman, Mamie and Virgil Solberg, and Dean Wilkie. Sponsor, matching, and foundation gifts advanced our mission from the following: Alliant Energy Foundation, Amazon Smile Foundation, Associated Bank, Courtier Foundation Incorporated, Department of Veterans Affairs, FM Global Foundation, Howard Frankenthal Family Foundation, Ginger Roots Asian Grill, Give Back Foundation. Greater Milwaukee Foundation included Carl and Alma S. Grelock Fund and the William R. and Lois J. Phillips Fund. GuideStar K. Foundation, Herb Cole Philanthropies, the Ho-Chunk Nation, Industries for the Blind Incorporated, Johnson Keeland Management, Liberty Mutual Foundation, Anonymous, National Mutual Benefit, PayPal Giving Fund. Racine Community Foundation included the John and Gladys Franco Fund, the Shopco Foundation, Smith and Jesslyn LLP, Sub-Zero Wolf Foundation, Thrivant Financial, the Vineyard Dining Club, the Vogel Foundation, David G. and Nancy B. Walsh Family Foundation. The Waukesha County Community Foundation included the William M. and Michelle A. Holcomb Family Fund, WEA Trust, and the White Cane Day Celebration. For a complete list of donor names, please visit wcblind.org. Friends of the Council who contributed $500 or more in 2017: Carol Adams, Anonymous, Claire Box, Shirley Carlson, Richard and Tracy Clark, Clear Vision Midwest, Steve Worley, Chris During, Gerald and Betty Fuller, Goats Graft, Nona Graves and Dennis Amadin, Hark Heating and Cooling, Loretta Himmelsbach, Rosemary Himmelsbach, Anonymous, Jean Kelscher, Deborah Kane, Candace Cohen, Anonymous, Marvin Levy, Lomera Lions Club, Anonymous, Daniel McNeely, Tom Peralta, Sargento, Michael Schmiedley, Tracy Schoenrock, the Sponer Trigo Lions Club, Marvin Strelo, Telcom Pioneers, Catherine Tissar, Gail Vanderberg, Lori and Mark Werbeckis, Margaret Williams, Barbara Winter, Mary Wierzynski, Terry Young, M.D., and Daniel Zacharias. The 2017 financials. Total revenue, $1,473,605. Sales, $141,623. 9.6%. Fees, $44,374, 3%. Investments, $929,000, 249, 63.1%. Contributions, bequests, and grants, $358,359, 24.3%. 2017 total expenses were $1,132,274. Low vision services was at $456,881, 40.4%. Community education and advocacy, $355,010, 31.3%. Management and general at $184,658, 16.3%. And fund development, $135,725, 12%. Upcoming events. Fall Gallery Night will be Friday, October 5th, 2018, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, held at 754 Williamson Street in Madison, Wisconsin. Macular Degeneration Symposium is Wednesday, October 10th, 2018, held from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Alliant Energy Center, 1919 Alliant Energy Center Way in Madison, Wisconsin. The White Cane Safety Day is Monday, October 15th, 2018, statewide, all day. Vision for Tomorrow online auction is November 8th through November 14th, 2018. See biddingforgood.com/WCBVI. That's biddingforgood.com/WCBVI. Check the events page at wcblind.org to find an event coming up near you. Our mission: to promote the dignity and empowerment of the people in Wisconsin who are blind and visually impaired by providing services, advocating legislation, and educating the general public. Our core values are inclusivity, uncompromising respect, and integrity. Our main office is located at 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. You can reach us at 608-255-1166 or toll-free at 1-800-783-5213. Our website is www.wcblind.org. Please find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.